listener production.
Hello, Damien Carvin with today's explainer. It's looking likely the WA Liberal Party will have a new leader by lunchtime. The party, founded in 1945 at the end of World War II, has had 17 leaders in that time, more than half of them in the last 20 years. David Honey became the unlikely leader of the party after finding himself one of only two members of the Legislative Assembly. It followed that annihilation of the state-based party at the last election in March of last year. It left the other option, Libby Metam, the member for VAS, as the deputy leader and the one to do the heavy lifting in the media. Following an opinion poll showing Honey shares just a 9% approval rating, it's not surprising that Libby Metam has decided it's her turn to have a go. The member for VAS, confident she has the numbers to take control in a vote in the party room today at 11 a.m.
I would not be undertaking such a significant step if I didn't believe I had the support of my colleagues.
One of the key concerns is the influence of the so-called clan over the WA Liberal Party, factions controlled by power brokers who wield influence over the direction of policies. Metam is promising to pull control back into the elected leader of the party's office, with many suggesting the party needs to modernise its positions on key issues like climate change. So today's vote will be undertaken by Honey and Metam in the lower house and just six members of the Legislative Council or upper house. Former Premier Colin Barnett wouldn't be drawn into the vote over the weekend, but said the priority is for the party to win back seats at the next election. And that's still 3 years away. That's The Explainer. For more Perth news on demand, go to the Listener app.